Continuing on the Gemara from yesterday, how much space between the schach of the lower sukkah and the schach of the upper sukkah is enough to make the lower sukkah puzzle? And we don't simply view it as one set of schach. So Rav Huna said, if there's a tefach of space, it's puzzle because we find that the covering over a tefach of space is considered to be a roof for purposes of tumas oil. Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna said that only a space of at least four tefachim is a problem because we find that four tefachim is the smallest size of a makam chashuv. Shmuel said only a space of ten tefachim is a problem because that's the height that's needed to make a valid sukkah. So that's the height that's needed to make the lower sukkah puzzle as well. In fact, more in the Mishnah, Rav Huna says, if there's no one living in the upper sukkah, the lower sukkah is valid. That can't be understood simply because why should someone's presence determine the validity of a sukkah? It must mean that Yehuda says that if the upper sukkah is not fit to be lived in, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim high, then this lower sukkah is valid. That would mean that the Tanakhama, who we paskin like, must hold that even when it's less than 10 tefachim, the bottom sukkah would still be puzzle. This is problematic according to Shmuel. Rav Dimi said, Rav Yehuda should be understood as saying that if the lower sukkah is not strong enough to support someone living on top of it, the lower sukkah is valid because he was not discussing the height issue at all. It was the strength of the structure of the upper sukkah. Even according to this understanding of Tanakhama, by saying that the lower sukkah would still be possible in that case, must hold that we don't say that the measurement to make a sukkah valid are the measurements that, if possessed by the upper sukkah, would make the lower sukkah possible. This is not like Shmuel said. And for the Gemara, the Tanakhama agrees that if it can't support people living in the upper sukkah, the lower sukkah would be valid. The machloik has been in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is where the lower sukkah can support it only with difficulty. Rabbi Yehuda says the lower sukkah would be valid. In that case, Tanakhama says it would be possible. Zok the Mishnah, if one spread a sheet over the schach to help shade from the sun, even though there was sufficient schach, or if he spreads one beneath the schach to catch the falling leaves, or if he places a canopy on a four-post canopy bed inside the sukkah is puzzle. One who sits in such a sukkah or in the canopy bed is not yaitza. One may spread a sheet over a canopy bed that only has two posts, one in the middle on each side of the width, where the sheet is draped over and the sides slope downward. Sitting in such a bed would not be a problem, and he would still be yaitza sukkah. Zakhmar of Chisna said spreading a sheet under the schach is only a problem where it's spread there to catch the leaves. However, if it's spread there for decorative purposes, it's not a problem. In fact, that's obvious. That's what the Mishnah said. And for tomorrow, we would have thought that the same halacha applies to when you spread a sheet for decorative purposes. And the Mishnah only discusses a sheet to catch the leaves because that's the more typical case. Chisna therefore teaches that a sheet spread for decorative purposes is treated differently. Maybe we can say that the Brice is a proof to Rav Chisna. The Brice discusses hanging different decorative objects, including sheets, in the sukkah, and doesn't say that it's a problem for the validity of the sukkah. And for the Gemara, the Brice may be referring to where these items were hung on the walls of the sukkah, not on the schach. The Gemara says, Minyamin, who was a servant of Rav Ashi, got his shirt very wet. He spread it over the sukkah to dry. Rav Ashi told him, remove it so people don't think you can use that for schach. He said to Rav Ashi, people will see it's wet and realize that it's spread over the sukkah to dry. Rav Ashi said, I meant that you should remove it as soon as it dries. Zok Gemara, if the decorative sheets are hung under the schach and there's four tvachim of space between the schach and the sheets, Rav Nachman says it's still a valid sukkah, and Rav Chisna and Rabbi Rav Huna say the sukkah is possible. Rav Chisna and Rabbi Rav Huna went to visit the Reish Galusa on sukkah, so Rav Nachman brought them to a sukkah whose decorative sheets were four tvachim below the schach. They didn't say anything. So Rav Nachman said, have you changed of you? They said, we're here doing the mitzvah of visiting the Reish Galusa, and therefore we're potter, we're oisiv mitzvah, so we're potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemiah Shmuel said it's mutter to sleep in a canopy bed, even a four-post bed whose sheets create a flat roof in a sukkah, as long as there's less than 10 tefachim of space between the bed and the canopy. A Brice says that one who sleeps in a canopy bed in a sukkah is not yoytze in the mitzvah of sukkah. And for tomorrow, the Brice is discussing a case where there's more than 10 tefachim of space. In fact, tomorrow, Brice says that one who sleeps under a bed is not yoytze in the mitzvah of sukkah. Brice says that's also talking about where the bed is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. In fact, tomorrow, Mishnah said that such a canopy bed is problematic in a sukkah. Brice says the Mishnah is discussing where it's more than 10 tefachim of space. In fact, tomorrow, Brice clearly says that a four-post canopy bed is problematic in a sukkah even when there's less than 10 tefachim of space. And for tomorrow, the bed discussed in the Braisa was a more permanent type of bed in nature, and therefore it's problematic even with less space. In fact, tomorrow, the case of one sukkah on top of another is a case of a more permanent structure, and yet Shmuel says it's only possible if there's 10 tefachim of space. And for tomorrow, to make a sukkah possible, we need 10 tefachim of space. To make something like the canopy bed to be considered as its own oil, even less than 10 tefachim of space will do. Mar says, Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi Nehemiah Shmuel said, if someone sleeps without clothing in a four-post canopy bed where the curtains hang down and totally enclose the bed, he may stick his head outside the curtain and say, Shema, the canopy is not considered a tent, but rather treated like a shirt, and therefore it separates his head from the rest of his body. In fact, Mar Brice says that this may not be done. Mar says, the Brice is discussing where there's 10 tefachim of space, and the canopy bed is therefore its own oil, in which case the person's head is considered to be where the majority of his body is. Shmuel, however, is discussing a case where there's not 10 tefachim of space. The Gemara says that a house even if there is not 10 tefachim of space, will always be considered an oil because of the permanence of the structure. Another version of what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel is that he said that one may sleep in a canopy bed with sloping sides, no flat roof in a sukkah, even if there's 10 tefachim of space, between the bed and the canopy. Your Bryce says it's not so. The Bryce is discussing where there is a tefach, a flat roof, before it begins sloping. In fact, more Bryce says that even naklitin, which is a two-post canopy bed, which doesn't have a tefach, a wide flat roof, may only be used in a sukkah if it has less than 10 tefachim of space between the bed and the canopy. And for the Gemara, naklitin are more permanent in structure and therefore must have less than 10 tefachim of space. In fact, Gemara, if so, they should be problematic even if there's less than 10 tefachim of space, just like a four-post bed. And for the Gemara, naklitin are more permanent than a typical sloping side canopy bed, but are not considered permanent when compared to a four-post canopy bed. Therefore, it's treated somewhat in between.